Good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. As we highlight education here on this Wednesday morning, we have guests from Pottawatomie County Schools in the studio here today. Kevin Logan, Superintendent USD 323 Rock Creek. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Tim Winter, USD 320 Wamego Superintendent. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's a pleasure to have you guys in here. First time in 2020, and we just heard the weather forecast. We've been dealing with some weather here. I know it kind of made you guys shift around the last couple, this past weekend here, Friday and Monday.
Yeah, we were out of school Monday. I guess you guys were as well.
We were.
Yeah, we're tired of winter already, just to be open and honest. The early morning road checks or the day before, dealing with a lot of phone calls, and Kevin and I get on the phone or text and trade a lot of information, as do a lot of the other area superintendents, just to make sure we get a good idea of how safe the roads are. And I know oftentimes the main roads are in good shape, but our students live in the country, and these rural developments that go untreated are just really slick. I don't know if things have changed over the years, but it just seems like our country roads, if there's a little bit of moisture and cold weather, they're going to be slick.
We had the same situation, trying to get out to as many roads, as many as examples of roads that you can drive on, you know, either early morning or late in the evening, to see what they're going to be like and make an educated guess as to what to do, whether to go a couple hours late, whether to call it off or be able to go on time. I know yesterday when our bus drivers got out, we had a couple of buses that had to call parents to say, hey, could you meet us with your kids at a pickup point? Again, just due to the roads in an area that we didn't quite get to. We've got a lot of country roads to drive, and it's hard to hit them all, but try to do what's best for our kids.
What is that assessment process like for the bus drivers? Do they go out and just kind of test out and see how slick it is beforehand in the early morning?
They'll get started early, definitely on days if there's some questionable roads, and that can be from rains, it can be from the ice and snow. They get out early, start their routes just to skosh early, but you know, we ask them never to drive into a place where there's any sort of a dangerous situation. And you know, our bus drivers, like I said, they'll get on the phones with the cell phones now and be able to call their parents, you know, if they can't get to a house safely, and ask if the parents can bring them down. We also have a policy in place if we do have weather situations and the parents don't feel like it's safe for their kids to make it to the building. We excuse those absences, or if they need to leave early, when we did early dismissal this last Friday, we just ask the parents to call in, and we will either get their kids on the road headed home if they've driven to the high school, or if they want to pick their children up early from the elementary or the junior senior high, we do that without question. Again, just wanting to put everyone's mind at ease, and again, do what's best for our kids and to keep them safe.
And we follow the same protocols. Yeah, we just do whatever we can to keep the kids' best interest in mind. And our bus drivers do a great job, and we do use their opinions on what they think is safe options for whether they have school or not. And we also really think about those. We've got so many high school drivers, you know, the younger, inexperienced drivers, and whether we want to put them out on the road or not. It's a tough decision sometimes. Sometimes I know it makes it difficult for parents to find daycare, or they have to stay home, choose to stay home from work to care for their kids. But we really, everything we do is trying to do the safest, make the safest decision possible.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have, we're only a few weeks into January, so we have potentially some more snow days yet to come here.
Yeah. One thing about Friday, we had a little fun. You know, we had an admin meeting in the morning, and we come out from our admin meeting at 11 o'clock, and, you know, our vehicles were just coated with ice. It was still, roads were still fine, but that moisture coming down and the air temp was just cold enough that things off the surface were freezing quickly, and so scraping vehicles. But the Prince High School principals and myself hit the high school parking lot after we got all our things organized for canceling school early or closing school early. But we hit the high school parking lot and started scraping windshields, because I know high school students might be in a hurry and want to get out of there before they have a clear view of what they need to see on the road. And then a lot of the high school kids jumped in and were helping each other out. And there's just a lot of ice Friday afternoon on vehicles, and luckily it didn't. I don't think we didn't have too many issues on the roadways, but it was right on the fringe of being a pretty crazy day.
It could have been real crazy, I think, if we'd have stayed in the entire day. And I want to send a shout out to our high school administration. They started dismissing kind of in waves with their drivers, and they had most of our students out before our buses came in to leave, which really helped the situation. As you know, we've got Flush Road that leads north and south out of Rock Creek High School there, and getting the staggered release helped us a lot with avoiding some congestion on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and you know, not only does school get canceled here, but you have to move around activities. I know athletic schedules get changed up a lot here during this time of year, maybe more than any other season.
I know Monday was a big issue for us not having school, and Tim's, I believe, the same way. We don't practice if we don't have school. And so our high school teams who had games last night, they hadn't practiced since Thursday evening. So I know that was a little bit of an issue there. And some questioning as to why we do that. And again, it's in the interest of student safety and consistency. You know, if it's not safe enough to get to school, it's hard to justify later in the day why it'd be safe enough to get to, you know, a practice or an activity. But, you know, there always can be those outside things. I know we had a few years back where we had roads that were awful at 7 o'clock in the morning when buses would be getting to school. And then by noon, they were as clear as could be. So, you know, there's always going to be an exception to the rule, and it depends a little bit on time of year. But again, we look for student safety, and we look not to impact negatively on any of the school programming or home programming.
All right. Well, let's talk about some other topics here. School board meetings were scheduled for Monday. Did they take place Monday or Tuesday?
We did go ahead and have our school board meeting Monday. We had a couple students that we were going to recognize, but we moved those things to the following month, to February, just so we didn't have to get students out on the road. But we went ahead and had our meeting. We had our audit report from our auditors, and that went very well. But we also welcomed our new board members, and we have three new ones this year in Walmigo. So we welcomed them and just greeted them graciously and thanked them for their commitment. District 1 is going to be Deb Long. Now, District 2 is Tara Miller. District 7, I'm sorry, I'm losing my place here. Tara Miller is District 7. At large is Claudia McAllister and Bruce Coleman, who is a current board member but has moved from the at large to District 3. So we welcome them. But also, it was it's Board Appreciation Month. So we had a little gift for our board members and thanked them for their service, and hopefully there'll be some things throughout the month where people will show their appreciation to the board. But you know, all these board members across the state, it's a really a difficult position they're put in sometimes, but I also know it's very rewarding that you're serving your community and serving so many students and their parents, and so we just want to show our appreciation to all our board members.
You know, our board meeting sounds like we could have used your agenda, Tim. We also did meet on Monday. We didn't have student recognitions that were postponed, but we had a couple of teacher recognitions that we postponed. Rock Creek last week, we had two teachers receive phone calls from Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson that they had been awarded the Horizon Award, which is an award for exemplary teachers in their second year of teaching. And just a quick shout out to Carrie Pilkington. She's a first and second grade teacher down at St. George Elementary. And to Kyle Van Vogelpool, who is our junior senior high art teacher at Rock Creek. And we will award or recognize those two individuals at a February board meeting. And then we also had a new board member, Brian Biddle, attend his first board meeting as a board member. And due to change in which election cycle board members are elected in, they're now elected in the fall versus in the early summer, and coming on in January, our board officers were elected this past Monday. So our new board president is Anna Nippert, and our new vice president is Don Henry. Want to say thank you to Stuart Schwartz and to Dee Forgy, who have served in that capacity the last 3.5 years. And look forward to continuing to move the district forward with Anna and Don at the helm.
All All right. I do understand we have a call here waiting on the line, so let me get to them real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. We forget it's supposed to be cold and snowy and rainy this time of year. Also, I have I told Dave I have a brainiac idea for you. What would you think about, I know K-State has a situation where they have distance education teaching in Garden City, and they can watch the classes out there and watch their teachers out there and their practice teachers when they're out on the practical. What would be the possibility of setting, I think about everyone has a computer, and if someone doesn't, that could be provided on a loan basis. What about setting up, if we have these snow days, have the class on the internet, and the kids that want to stay up to date can attend school at home. Now, I hope this doesn't lead to not building any more schools and not having superintendents. That's not my intent. But you have to have the classroom, the people in the classroom get along or not get along. Anyway, I'll hang up. I'll let you discuss it. I made another suggestion one time a few years back. I said Blackjack Road needs to be blacktopped before you get somebody killed coming from that one of the best grade schools in the state with that dusty road. Well, guess what? It's blacktopped now. It's right down the middle, and it's safe. So sometimes these people out in the community have pretty good ideas, and you all do too. You're all doing a wonderful job. Thank you very kindly.
Well, thank you very much for the comments. You know, the technology piece is great. We are able to utilize that on occasion. I'm not sure, honestly, without doing a study on it, you know, how well we could implement just for snow days. We do have a lot of students who do have the technology at home to where they could receive lessons, but by the same token, we have several that don't have that technology at home. A lot of times they will have the computer or the iPad piece, but they don't have the internet connectivity to be able to run something like that. So it'd be something that could be looked at, and to say that it would be part of a day that was counted necessarily for education, I think would be difficult. I don't know if that'd be a sell with a KSDE or not. I don't want to say yes. I don't want to say no. It'd just be something that have to be studied.
I would agree with Kevin, and we do have technology devices for all of our students, but for the elementaries, the iPads stay in the classroom. They don't travel home with them, but the connectivity at home would be a challenge for some, kind of create an uneven playing field. But I think it is an idea worth keeping in the forefront. I have heard of a district, and I believe it's Minneapolis, one of the northern communities up north in Minnesota or somewhere, but where that is, they do have a tech day on some bad weather days. They just have already have that figured out, and students have the technology. They have certain responsibilities or lessons can get pushed out, and there are that this particular district does have what they just call on a bad weather day. They call it a tech day, and they try and accomplish some instructional activities. Thank you for the call and the suggestions.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more In Focus after this on K-Man.